All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting, multi-site multiplication.
Yep, we're going to be looking at a session from the Exponential Global Conference 2025. Specifically, we're focusing on Rich Birch's presentation. You know, he's the guy who's had a hand in like a ton of church launches, right?
Yeah, a real veteran in the field, over 20 launches he's been a part of. So when he talks about multi-site, people listen. The material you share from his session was, let's just say it definitely caught our attention.
It definitely did. I mean, launching a new church campus is a big deal. And Birch lays out a really compelling approach.
And this is whether you're already deep into multi-site ministry or just starting to think about it, right?
Exactly. We're aiming to give everyone, regardless of where they are in the process, sort of like a distilled version of his wisdom, you know, the kind of stuff you can actually use.
Think of it like a cheat sheet for launching healthy multi-site campuses, straight from Rich Birch himself. Now, the interesting thing, and maybe a little controversial, is that Birch puts a huge emphasis on the volunteer corps, like above everything else.
Yeah, he's pretty adamant about that. He basically says the health and size of your volunteer team, that's the number one thing that determines whether a new campus will succeed or not, more than the pastor, the programs, even the location.
Wow, that's a bold statement. So, why does he place so much weight on volunteers?
Well, like we said, he's been involved in over 20 church launches. He's seen it firsthand, you know, over and over again. And he literally says your greatest launch success factor is the health and size of your volunteer corps, not your pastor, not your programming, not even your location. It's like his golden rule of multi-site.
So his whole exponential presentation was about building this strong volunteer base.
Yeah, pretty much. He really breaks down how to recruit the right people, how to keep them engaged, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so it makes sense that you need a good team. But Birch doesn't just stop at get more volunteers. He dives deeper into who you should be targeting and how to attract them for the long haul.
Right, he talks about the diffusion of innovation curve, which is this model for understanding how people adopt new ideas.
Interesting. I'm not super familiar with that.
So basically, it categorizes people into groups based on how open they are to new things. You know, on one end, you have your innovators, the people who jump on every new trend. And on the other end, you have your laggards who are very resistant to change. And then there's everyone in between.
So where do volunteers fit into this?
Birch's point is that churches often make the mistake of focusing too much on attracting those early adopters when they launch a new campus. You know, the people who are all gung-ho and ready to go right away.
Those who are super excited, the first ones to sign up.
Yeah, exactly. But he argues that for true long-term success, you need to target the middle majority. That's the early majority and the late majority, the folks who take a bit longer to warm up to new things.
They need a little more convincing. They need to see how it all works first.
Yeah, they're more pragmatic. They need more time, more relationship building, more clarity before they'll jump in and commit.
It's about building trust.
Exactly. And Birch said something really interesting. He says, "You're innovative. Most of your people are not. Launch for them, not for you," which is a really good point.
Yeah, as leaders, it's easy to forget that not everyone is as quick to embrace change as we are.
Right. And if you rush the launch just to get those early adopters on board, you might end up with a smaller, less stable volunteer base in the long run.
Because those early adopters, they might move on to the next new thing pretty quickly.
Exactly. So the key takeaway here is don't just chase the initial excitement. Focus on engaging those more steady, reliable, middle majority folks who are in it for the long haul.
Because those are the people who will stick around and help your new campus really thrive.
Precisely.
And Birch actually provides a framework, like a roadmap for doing this, right? He calls it the three-stage rocket launch process.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool analogy. He lays out this very specific 10 to 12 month timeline for launching a new campus, and each stage has its own focus.
Okay, so break it down for us. What are the stages?
All right, so stage one is liftoff. This is the first couple of months, and it's all about laying the groundwork. You've got your vision Sunday, where you cast the vision for the new campus, get people excited, and then you start mobilizing your core launch team.
So it's about building momentum and getting those initial key players in place.
Exactly. Then you move into stage two, heavy lift. This is the longest stage, months 3 through 9, and it's all about building relationships and fostering connection.
That sounds like the stage where you're really trying to cultivate that sense of community we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. This is where you hold regular connection events, team building activities, all that good stuff. It's about making people feel like they're a part of something special, something worth investing in.
So it's not just about recruiting bodies, it's about nurturing hearts.
Exactly. And then finally, you have stage three, course correction. This happens in the last 3 months, months 10 through 12, and it's all about fine-tuning and getting ready for launch.
So this is where you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's?
Yeah, pretty much. This stage includes things like hosting a bunch of house parties, which are great for building more intimate connections, and doing shadow serve weekends.
Shadow serve? What's that?
So basically, you invite potential volunteers to come and serve at one of your existing campuses, just to get a feel for what it's like. Birch says there's no better time to serve to get firsthand experience.
I like that. It's like a trial run.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you have your soft launch a few weeks before the grand opening. This is where the core team can work out any kinks and make sure everything runs smoothly.
And then you're ready for the big day.
Yep, the grand opening.
So it's a very deliberate step-by-step process. And I imagine Birch is pretty strict about sticking to that timeline.
Oh, yeah. He's a big believer in not rushing things. He says, and this is a direct quote, if you rush the launch, you will fail to launch well.
So no cutting corners.
Nope. He's all about taking the time to build a solid foundation. He even says that churches shouldn't try to copy those super fast launches that some big name churches have done.
Because those churches often have a lot more resources and momentum behind them.
Exactly. Birch says the focus should be on building sustainable systems, not just trying to make a big splash on opening day.
So it's about quality over speed.
Exactly. And speaking of sustainability, he actually suggests aiming for 120% of your volunteer needs before you even launch.
120%. That's interesting. Why the extra 20%?
To prevent burnout.
Yeah.
He says that having that buffer is crucial for making sure your core team doesn't get overwhelmed right from the start.
Makes sense. It's always better to have too many hands than not enough.
Absolutely. And to achieve that, Birch really emphasizes strategic people planning. He says you need to have those monthly milestones focused on, well, people. Like those house parties, shadow serve opportunities, regular core team gatherings. He even talks about treating volunteer recruitment like marketing.
So you have to have a clear message, you have to repeat it often, and you have to tell compelling stories that will inspire people to get involved.
Exactly. You can't just put out a sign-up sheet and expect people to flock to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actively engage them and make them feel like they're a part of something meaningful.
And I remember you shared some really powerful quotes from Birch that sum up this whole philosophy.
Yeah, he says things like, we're not just looking for people to start something. We're looking for people who will stay. And most people aren't early adopters. They need time, relationships, and clarity before they jump in.
That really gets to the heart of it, doesn't it? It's about building a lasting community, not just checking a box and moving on.
Absolutely. And Birch offers some really specific advice for churches that are either already multi-site or thinking about becoming multi-site.
Yeah. For existing multi-site churches, he basically says, take a look back at your last launch. Did you really invest enough time in recruiting those middle majority folks? Did you follow a structured timeline? If not, maybe it's time to rethink your approach.
And for churches that are just starting to explore multi-site, he says, first of all, commit to that 8 to 12 month launch window. Don't rush it. And start identifying potential launch team leaders early on. Start building those relationships now.
That way, by the time you launch, you'll have a solid core of people who are ready to go.
Exactly. And he also suggests hosting those connection events early on to gauge interest and start building momentum. And he specifically says to target those middle majority folks.
And of course, he recommends using those countdown to launch calculators, which are available in 8, 10, and 12-month versions.
Yep. Those can be really helpful for creating a realistic timeline. And Birch also mentioned some free resources that could be really valuable for anyone wanting to dive deeper into all of this.
Tell us about them.
Sure. He mentioned 5 training videos that cover a range of topics like common mistakes churches make, how to choose the right location, the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't always talk about.
Sounds pretty insightful.
Oh, definitely. And he also mentioned those countdown to launch calculators. They're available in 12, 10, and 8-month options, and they can help you break down the whole process into manageable chunks.
So if anyone wants to check those out, we'll be sure to include links in the show notes.
Absolutely.
So to wrap this all up, Rich Birch's message is clear. Sustainable multi-site growth isn't about speed or flashiness. It's about intentionally building a strong foundation of healthy, engaged volunteers. And that takes time.
And it takes a focus on those middle majority folks who are often overlooked, but who are ultimately the key to long-term success.
So as we think about all this, what stands out to you most to our listener. Did anything Birch said challenge your assumptions about launching a new campus? Maybe you thought it could be done faster.
It's definitely food for thought, isn't it? I mean, Birch's framework really shifts the focus from just getting a new campus open to building a team that can carry it forward for years to come.
And it makes you think, what can we start doing right now to cultivate those connections and lay the groundwork for future growth?
Exactly. We hope this deep dive is giving you some valuable insights into this crucial aspect of multi-site ministry. It's a complex topic with a lot of moving parts, but hopefully we've helped to break it down and make it a little more digestible.
And if you're interested in exploring any specific areas in more depth, like Vision Sunday or running effective connection events, let us know. We might just do a deep dive on those in the future.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us today.
And thanks for listening.